Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, well, at least that California recall is settled. Does that make our political future any more clear? Not so much, because both parties appear to be in a period of stress, realignment, shaping, very radical factions that are challenging the so-called party establishments. So what's ahead? One of the best ways to figure out what's ahead is to look what is immediately behind us. George Will, the incomparable columnist who has been enlightening and enriching the country's intellectual life since 1974, when he began his award-winning column, has a new collection of work. It is called American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, and it covers us from 2008 to 2020. So what about 2021 to, say, 2031? What should we be expecting? We'll talk about that and more with the great George Will. Congratulations on the new book, George. And again, you're trying to make some shape of that period of time of 12 years that was actually extremely unpredictable, wasn't it?
It was, except it does confirm the axiom, I guess you and I would probably say the truism, that politics is indeed downstream from culture. Because, to take just one example, I have two contiguous chapters, as it were, one about parenting and the other about the madness on campuses these days, and I think the former explains the latter. The fact that we now have turned the noun parent into a verb, and we've encouraged parents to pursue parental perfectionism to produce awesome children, like Lake Wobegon, where all children are above average, and they produce these risk-averse children, spoiled and convinced that they are entitled to safety. They arrive on campus wrapped in bubble wrap and say, well, now that we're here, we want to find a safe space where, while the bias response teams scour the campus for microaggressions, we can be protected by trigger warnings against anything that might upset us. Where did those children come from? They came from their parents.
Well, again, this idea of trigger warnings, I was fascinated by the story from Brandeis University that they felt that the term trigger warning required a trigger warning, because a trigger, of course, implies a gun, and people have reactions to guns. With all that, you mentioned something here just now. I can tell from reading your book, and the book is posted on our website, American Happiness and Discontents. You mention at least twice that I saw the poet E.E. Cummings. E.E. Cummings is now being blamed by this Mount Royal University edict, which you may have heard about, that just happened. Okay, Mount Royal University, and in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, they have basically banned capital letters, except when capital letters have to do with indigenous people.
Oh my!
Yes. So
yes, your listeners might not know that. His poems in various typographical eccentricities, one of which was he, even when signing his name or typing his name, did not use capital letters.
Correct. And so you'll see him in poetry anthologies. It's lowercase e, little e, and then little c, Cummings. But he did not do that to try to indigenousize, as they say, the language. In other words, I think the idea, and it's profound, Professor Lucy Manyguns, who is the guiding force behind this. She basically, I think, assumes that because most Native tribes did not have an alphabet of any kind, let alone capital letters, that somehow it is white supremacy to try to use a capital G, as in George, and a capital W, as in Will. It's so much more solidarity with the our indigenous neighbors to eliminate the capitals.
It's possible when things like this are done that worse is better, in the sense that one of the reasons I write so much in my book about the madness of parenting and how the madness seeps over into colleges and then seeps out of campuses, because what happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. The reason I write about this is in the hope that, and I'm increasingly hopeful, that this is going to provoke laughter. Nonsense in politics can stand all kinds of stuff. It can be solemn. It can be treated with solemn objections. Nothing banishes it like laughter. And I do really think that academia is tiptoeing up to the edge of ludicrous, and that will, in the end, work to cleanse the campuses of this nonsense.
Yeah, I think it's Justice Brandeis cited sunlight as the best disinfectant. It may be that laughter is also a powerful disinfectant.
Let us hope.
Concerning laughter, Gavin Newsom won a tremendous victory yesterday. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. He will not be recalled as governor of California. This raises all kinds of questions about the future of the Democratic Party, the future of the Republican Party. Do you think that, say, 10 years from now, that these two ancient parties, at least in American historical terms, will still be the dominant political vehicles here in the United States?
I think so. But before I address that, can I say one thing about the recall?
I wish you would.
It doesn't matter who's governor of California. California is governed by the public employees unions. Teachers, SEIU, prison guards, etc. Whoever's governor is fungible. It's just a fungible part in a big machine, the blue model of governance that runs regardless of who's in the governor's chair. That said, 10 years from now, yes, we'll still have these parties. They have framed our political competition since the mid-1850s. And we'll continue for a lot of reasons, one of which is, A, they're pretty sensitive market mechanisms, and if they really begin to lose share to a third party, they'll adjust. But beyond that, the winner-take-all allocation of electoral votes per state really buttresses the two-party system that we have now. Remember, Ross Perot in 1992 got 19.7, I believe, percent, almost 1 in 5% of the popular vote. But he got zero electoral votes because he didn't have a regional base. And a party with a regional base is going to be routed in other regions. So I think we're stuck with these two.
What about the idea that we're going to increasingly have challenges to the way that we select our presidents, governors? I mean, for instance, coming up in California, it's entirely possible that in the next election, it'll be Gavin Newsom versus someone to his left, another Democrat, because they have the jungle primary. I know that one of the things you have written about and you've been very skeptical about is readjustments in the way that we actually select our president. Is that possible? Is that necessary? We will discuss that with George Will. He is the author of the delightful, fascinating, often very amusing, often very alarming, American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020, a selection of gem-like columns. We'll be right back with the one and only George Will.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
listening to a best of the Michael Medved show as your cultural crusader is out observing the holiday of Sukkot. Lots more coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey. The keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To say that a sign of America's enduring good health and openness to stimulating ideas is that American Happiness and Discontents by George Will is already high on the Amazon bestseller lists, and with good reason. It covers a generous selection and dazzling selection of Mr. Will's columns between 2008 and 2020. Is there anything either included or excluded, more likely, from the book, George, where you went back and you looked at a column that you did in, I would say, 2008 or 2010, which seems like another eon ago, and you looked at that column and said, what was I thinking? I was completely wrong on that. Is there any regret?
But it's been a while since I put this together, and I don't remember. I threw them down the memory hole, to use George Orwell's 1984 language. I'm sure there were things I regret. The Lord knows. Regrets I've had a few, said Frank Sinatra.
But you write about Frank Sinatra in the book, too.
I do, and the Beach Boys and Baby Boomer music nostalgia, which is cued always by, or triggered, as we might say, if we're not in Brandeis, by popular music. But the one column in this collection that has received more denunciations over the years is my denunciation of denim as a plague on American life. I don't know if you've had the experience. I'm sure you have. You're sitting, say, in an airport concourse, and a father, maybe 40 years old, walks by with his 12-year-old son, and they're dressed exactly alike. They're both wearing tennis shoes. They're both wearing blue jeans. They're both wearing T-shirts. And if mom's with them, she's wearing blue jeans.
Uh-huh.
It raises the thought there was a time when we signaled growing up, when we wanted to grow up and start dressing like grown-ups. Instead now, the infantilization of the American adult is apparent in the fact that people just continue dressing like their 12-year-old sons.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because I'm thinking I'm guilty because I dress in an extremely unfastidious way. I mean, sometimes barely even acceptable standards of hygiene. I mean, it's bad. And my son is the opposite. My son, who's 29 now, but even when he was 10, 11, he was always, and by the way, he's happily married. He's definitely heterosexual, and he dresses very carefully. He actually likes clothes and dresses in a proper and elegant way, and it would be his father who would embarrass him, just as you're saying, by not fastening onto that aspect of adulthood.
Well, you know the old saying, it doesn't matter what you wear on radio or what you say on television.
That's actually exactly right. In terms of the way that our elections have gone, the fact that we had potentially even in this election, and maybe even the third election just in the little bit beyond the period you're covering, third election this century, where we had a president who was elected while actually losing the popular vote, do you think that that represents a structural problem that needs attention? The Electoral College, which, and you write about this in the book, with the 12th Amendment that reformed the Electoral College, which was sort of an afterthought compromise anyway, does the Electoral College need some work?
No. I'm an ardent defender of the Electoral College. I think it encourages more inclusive campaigns. I think it affirms our federal structure. And to those who say, gosh, I wish we had direct popular election of the president. We do. We have 51 popular elections of the president in the states and the District of Columbia. I think the Electoral College is manifestly world's most successful proven method of choosing the chief executive for a great nation.
Wouldn't it be an improvement for our great nation to change the allocation of the electoral votes to go to the Maine Nebraska system where it was possible, where you didn't win all 54 California votes when you carried the state by no matter how minor a margin? Wouldn't it be better to give it out by congressional district?
Well, it's arguable, and it's worth studying, but you used the magic word improvement. Wouldn't it be an improvement? Remember, one of Will's axioms is that most improvements make matters worse because there will be unintended consequences. Again, I like the idea of California as a state expressing a state opinion. I think it encourages us to think more than we normally do about the reality of this as a federal republic.
And in terms of this reality, this being a federal republic, I know that you've been very outspoken recently against President Biden's mandates for vaccines. And not because you're anti-vaccine, it's because you're anti-mandate, and certainly you're anti-federal mandate. Do you feel more comfortable with statewide mandates or state employees?
I do. My principal objection is that the founders were quite clear that police powers belong to the states, and this comes under the heading of police power. If the states want to do this, there's ample precedent for this. I don't know how it was when you went to grade school. I had to get vaccinations, and it didn't bother me or my parents. What does bother me is when the president either tickles a vast new power out of an old statute, the one establishing OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or the CDC tickles a new power, the power to suspend evictions in the name of combating infectious diseases. If the Congress meant that, then the Congress was violating the non-delegation doctrine by delegating essentially legislative powers to executive agencies. If Congress didn't mean that, then the law is being misapplied. Either way, heads he loses, tails the rest of us win.
Meanwhile, one final question, and it's a question for the ages. Does Shohei Ohtani, the remarkable two-way player who's almost certain to be the MVP, the most valuable player for the American League, does he represent some aberration or a new hope for all humanity?
Oh, he's an aberration, all right, just the way Babe Ruth was in the early 1920s when he was hitting more home runs in a season than whole teams were. Ohtani is just one of those marvelous unicorns that comes along and defies all the rules. Bless him. I mean, you say he's almost certainly the American League MVP, and you're almost certainly right. And that's particularly amazing because Vladimir Guerrero of the Blue Jays is on the cusp of perhaps winning the Triple Crown, home runs, RBIs, and batting average.
So listen, we're conservatives. We like outstanding achievement and outstanding individuals. One of them is George Will, his new book, American Happiness and Discontents. Always a pleasure to talk politics, baseball, or any topic with this gentleman. The book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed, sir, and more success with the book and all other endeavors.
You're listening to a Best of the Michael Medved Show. Your cultural crusader will be back on the airwaves live tomorrow. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this best of content. Lots more coming up, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says monetary policy will support the economy until the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is complete. The head of the central bank saying the real GDP rose by over 6% in the first part of this year and is expected to continue to rise. Powell saying household spending grew in that same time period but slowed in July and August, especially in areas hit hard by the pandemic like travel and restaurants. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved show, very often I find stories about politics and governance to be profoundly compelling. But there are other stories that sometimes come out, sometimes that illustrate the power and breadth and the scope and ambition of American business. And I do want to interrupt a little bit of talk about the political future and the political present and the political past with this story, which actually gave me a real thrill. I mean, truly. Okay, I'm weird. I understand. But I get thrilled by prospects of reinstalling thousands of mastodons, real mastodons, in Siberia. Here is the story from the New York Times. It's reported by Carl Zimmer. And he's done quite a bit of research and interviews reporting it. The story says a team of scientists and entrepreneurs announced this week that they have started a new company to genetically resurrect the woolly mammoth. The company, which is named appropriately Colossal, aims to place thousands of these magnificent beasts back on the Siberian tundra, just what Putin needs, thousands of years after they went extinct. Quote, this is from George Church, a biologist at Harvard Medical School. He says, this is a major milestone for us. For years, he has been leading a small team of moonlighting researchers developing the tools for reviving mammoths. It's going to make all the difference in the world. Well, how? Okay, just listen. A former researcher in Dr. Church's lab, whose name is Ariona Hysali, will oversee the new company's efforts to edit elephant DNA, adding genes for mammoth traits. The researchers hope to produce embryos of these mammoth-like elephants in a few years, and ultimately to produce entire populations. Now, what they're planning to do is to use some ancient DNA recovered from fossils that have been lying in permafrost all that time in order to guide the editing and splicing and creation of the new DNA, which then has to be produced some fertilized eggs that would then have to have some place to develop those eggs. And apparently it doesn't work because the mammoths are just too big. But the woolly mammoth, they do nothing, can be inserted into a current African elephant, though they can use African elephants for other purposes. Stay tuned. Other researchers are skeptical that Colossal will pull off such a feat. And if Colossal does manage to produce baby mammoth-like elephants, the company will face serious ethical questions. Is it humane to produce an animal whose biology we know so little about? Who gets to decide whether they can be freed, potentially, to change the ecosystem of tundras in profound ways? Now, is that the biggest question that putting in the vast scope of Siberia a few thousand mammoths is going to change everything in a profound way? These animals do not reproduce, so they're not rabbits. They aren't ducklings. They don't produce with multiple births at a time. Or who knows? Maybe they could be engineered to do that, too. Dr. Church, who is known for inventing ways of reading and editing DNA, wondered if he could revive an extinct species by rewriting the genes of a living relative. Because Asian elephants and mammoths share a common ancestor that lived about 6 million years ago, Dr. Church thought it might be possible to modify the genome of an elephant to produce something that should look and act like a mammoth. Now, how do we know how mammoths acted? There's no film, there's no record of it, but there is a fossil record and all kinds of context in which they found mammoth fossils. Dr. Church's proposal attracted a lot of attention, well, of course it did, from the press, but little funding beyond $100,000 from the PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. Dr. Church's lab piggybacked mammoth research onto other, better funded experiments. This set of tools can be used for many purposes, he said, whether it's de-extinction or recoding the human genome. Analyzing the genomes of woolly mammoths collected from fossils, Dr. Hysali and her colleagues drew up a list of the most important differences between the animals and elephants. They zeroed in on 60 genes that their experiments suggest are important to the distinctive traits of mammoths, such as hair, fat, and the woolly mammoth's distinctively high-dome skull. Frankly, I was planning on slogging along at a slow pace, Dr. Church said. But in 2019, he was contacted by Ben Lamb, the founder of a Texas-based artificial intelligence company, Hypergiant, who was intrigued by the de-extinction idea. Mr. Lamb visited Dr. Church's lab, and the two hit it off. After about a day of being in the lab and spending a lot of time with George, we were pretty passionate on pursuing this, Mr. Lamb said. Mr. Lamb began serving on Colossal's support board, and all the way from tinkering with DNA to eventually placing a functional mammoth, as Dr. Hysali calls it, in the wild. Now, again, is this a done deal? No, but all of the people that the Times interviews here, and they have a picture of these two scientists standing in front of a sort of a mock-up of what a mammoth might look like. This is just, to me, it is amazing and exciting. There's something remarkable. I know a few years ago we used to have the most common bird in America was the passenger pigeon, which was a little sort of gray but omnipresent pigeon, and they massively got wiped out, both by hunters and by changes in the environment. The railroad had an impact on passenger pigeon. Passenger pigeon is now extinct, and there has been all kinds of talk about trying to bring it back. It would certainly be a lot easier to bring back a pigeon than a giant woolly mammoth. However, if they do something like this, it's, can you imagine? And yes, it does sound like Jurassic Park, except unlike Jurassic Park, they believe that they could actually mass produce these animals and create whole herds of them, which they would want to do because apparently mammoths, like other elephants, are creatures that are very social and need company. Dr. Church decided to use an artificial mammoth uterus that would be lined with uterine tissue grown from stem cells. I'm not making a bold prediction that this is going to be easy, he said, but everything up to this point has been relatively easy. Every tissue we've gone after, we've been able to get a recipe for. I do think that this is something that we should keep an eye on. And it is, to use Scott Fitzgerald's phrase, something commensurate to our capacity for wonder. I think it's wonderful. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
Michael Medved.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show. A great way to support the program is to become a Medhead at michaelmedved.com. Click the Medhead banner. It's about $6 a month when you sign up for a full year. You get commercial-free programs, commentaries, Michael's two different podcasts, In Light of History and Big Issues, Big Thinkers. And you also get Tomlin's take that I've contributed to. Become a Medhead today, michaelmedved.com. Most of all, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the Michael Medved Show, I honestly believe that one of the many issues that ought to be taken up by any politicians who want to get ahead, but particularly conservative politicians, because the one thing that I think is most needed today to have any kind of success in politics, and I mean success in both leadership and actually winning elections and then getting things done afterward, is to have the kind of goal that is actually possible to achieve and where you can actually make a difference that people can see in their lives. There's nothing that people can see more dramatically or instantly than our smeared cities. There's actually a comment in this great article, which I hope everybody reads. We're going to post it on our website. It'll be out in our newsletter that comes out this coming Friday, but it's a piece from the Seattle Times about the graffiti plague, and there's a quote here from Andrea Perr, who owns a home in the University District and has frequently had her property tagged. In other words, somebody's come up, written on her garage door with paint, put scribbled initials, whatever. She said, Seattle is so covered with graffiti, it looks like a clown threw up on the city. And not being too familiar with clown vomit, you can tell what it is, I think, and tell the idea. The idea that they have a group here, that the city spends $3 million, it's not enough, it needs to spend more. $3 million to try to make up for the... That's a despicable presence everywhere about graffiti. They're building that big new expansion of the Washington Convention Center downtown, right near Freeway Park, where the old convention center is. And I looked at some of the architectural drawings. If they ever finish it, it looks like it could be a pretty handsome building. But everywhere around there, there is trash, there is graffiti, there is scribbling. And here's the interesting thing is, remember that defund the police thing that we went through, where the morons on the city council, not one of whom deserves a scrap of support right now, they actually cut funds to the police department. One of the funds they cut was they used to have a one officer, one, who was supposed to follow this whole city and try to arrest people who are obviously engaged in vandalism. That position doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't do anything about it. According to one of the most recent auditors' reports that they authorized, which was way back of 2010, there were 558 instances of graffiti counted in downtown. 558 in 1 year, and the results were 5 were gang tags. There were 0 that were considered artistic tagging, where they always say people are expressing their artistry, they're painting portraits. No, it was all 551 common tags, which are just scribbling. There's a comment by Jules James, who lives in Eastlake, which is near where our studio is. He says, tagging isn't time-honored territory marking like hearts carved in a tree or painting the school rock on the outskirts of town. Graffiti is night writing. I was here saying I was here violating somebody else's property, and nobody nearby could stop me. Ha ha ha. He says it doesn't matter if the graffiti is meant to be ritualistic chatter within a streetwide culture. Graffiti is trash left for someone else to tear down, clean up, or paint over. They talk about the 5-person graffiti ranger brigade, which is like practicing whack-a-mole. But in this article, they do have some indication of what the answer is going to require. And this is something that I know of from years ago living in Southern California. One of the ways that they largely succeeded in curbing an upsurge of graffiti in Santa Monica, where I used to live 26 years ago, was basically the idea that graffiti taggers, it's considered a disgrace for them if they put something up and it's immediately painted after. You want to paint over it as quickly as you can, because eventually they get the idea that, okay, there's somebody watching here, and your tag is not going to stand up there permanently. And by the way, they interview in this article a lot of people who consider themselves artists who wait for permission or even a request to paint some part of the city or some part of someone's property. That's different from this. And wait till you read about some of the arrests. This is worth taking a look at. And the piece, which is very well done, is Painting Over Seattle's Graffiti is a Game of Whack-a-Mole. The taggers have won. Well, don't give up yet. There's some action in Tacoma. More than a dozen areas across Tacoma will get a facelift over the next few months as part of a new project launched by the city. The project is called Tidy Up Tacoma, which will remove litter and debris, scrub graffiti, sweep streets and landscape in a different business district about once a week, September 13th through November 16th. Brilliant! The city has seen a spike in litter and graffiti during the COVID-19 pandemic. Don't blame the pandemic. As work programs shut down to prevent the spread of the virus, and the city was forced to temporarily cut funding to some of its cleanup programs. And part of the problem here, of course, is that cleaning up around a homeless encampment without removing the homeless encampment just means that there's going to be more trash and more vandalism and more destruction. And this is not protecting the interests of rich people. Rich people have their own environments. You have your own backyard, chances are. You may have your own estate. You look at some of the places, I'm in Medina out there. There are acres of land. But for ordinary people, middle-class people, you know what? Parks are important. Public schools are important. The fact that that public school where they said they had cleared people away, they haven't. The homeless encampment is back at Broadview Thompson K through 8 school. It's all a nightmare. It's about a dysfunctional future. Well, there's a movie about that, but at least that movie has the unexpected element of sex robots dominating a city. Listen. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the near future, an eccentric businessman has developed a new breed of super sophisticated sex robots who are confined to a dark district catering to every human vice. But when his daughter goes missing, he hires private investigator Guy Pierce to bring her back from Zone 414. Now available for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
Yeah, help me find Alyssa. So you're a friend of hers, right?
I don't need any more trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Someone wants to kill me.
Almost every scene of this moody atmospheric thriller is reminiscent of the far superior Blade Runner. But the impact here is deadened by one of the most intrusive musical scores of recent years that fills the soundtrack with beeps, clangs, and ominous dissonance. The acting is solid, occasionally impressive, but the resolution seems inconclusive and largely incomprehensible. Rated a very hard R for bloody, blurry elements of sex and violence. 2 stars for Zone 414. Not the part of any town that you would particularly want to visit.
This has been the Michael Medved Show. Thanks so much for listening. Your cultural crusader returns in the flesh tomorrow, so stay tuned. Thanks for hanging with us today. Just a reminder, you can follow Michael on Twitter at Medved Show. You can find all kinds of great links up there to Michael's movie reviews, as well as his regular column in Newsweek and more writings found elsewhere online. That's at Medved Show, M-E-D-V-E-D Show. Same time, same place tomorrow, noon to 3. It's the Michael Medved Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. Based on 30 hours of intimate interviews, the superb new PBS documentary, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, allows the Supreme Court Justice to tell his remarkable story just as he had narrated to family members or close friends. His recollections come alive through expertly edited still photos and film footage showing his rise from desperate poverty in the segregated South to appointment to the nation's highest court. His confirmation process, nearly derailed by last-minute clearly dubious charges by one-time aide Anita Hill, makes for riveting viewing, highlighting a much younger Joe Biden's bumbling role as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The two-hour film is rated PG-13 for some of the salacious aspects of Anita Hill's testimony, but viewers of all ages will feel inspired by the heartfelt patriotism and deep religious faith that allow Justice Thomas to transcend every obstacle. Created Equal, a masterful piece of work, clearly counts among the year's best films. I'm Michael Medved.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.